Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you think about your parents and their respective roles in the family, did they differ? Was one of them the practical parent who made sure you did your homework and ate your vegetables? And was the other one the fun parent? The comedian Julie J ponders this dichotomy in today's Irish Examiner. Good afternoon, Julie.
Hi, Sean. How are you? Great to chat.
How did it go with your parents? Was there one that was fun and one that was, you know, kept the lid on things?
Oh, for sure. My dad was he was every 80s parent, like 80s dad. Like, he was, you know, he was definitely the fun parent. I mean, there was a period of time, I'm sure a lot of people will relate, like when you heard your mom was going away for a few days, you just thought to yourself, yes, like anything could happen now. Like, this is fantastic. It was going to be microchips all the way. So definitely for me, my dad would have been the fun one.
Okay, but it was there, if your mother went away for, say, a week, was there a danger you'd starve to death or die of some horrible disease?
For sure. I mean, I think, like, you know, like your dad being away, it's kind of like going camping. You know, it's great crack for the first couple of days. And then you're like, I'm a bit over this now. I wouldn't mind going back to reality. So, yeah, look, it was always a case of daddy for crack, mammy for survival. And I think I'm just repeating the pattern, which is terrible.
Okay, but things have improved. Surely you'd accept that a bit, Julie.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I would say things have improved, but the bar was very low. And, like, look, I mean, to be fair, you do feel bad for the daddies, because this was, they have suffered from this kind of Homer Simpson, like, you know, daddy pig, daddy is a big eejit kind of phenomenon. You know, like, that is the stereotype that it has always been applied to them. So you do feel from them, for, you know, to that extent. But I do think, you know, still, I mean, I'm just speaking now from my own position. I know for me, like, definitely my husband is still the fun parent and I have to be the practical one. And, like, look, it is, you know, he's great and all, but, like, even when I go away for a few days, I'm always coming back to it. The last week now I went away, I came back and a table lamp was broken. I was like, what happened to the table lamp? And my husband was like, I stood on it. I mean, how do you stand on a table lamp? Like, so many questions. So, look,
It was on a table at a time.
Like, I feel like the less questions, the better. Like, how do you break a table lamp? But I mean, look, it is that thing of, look, as long as they're having fun and everyone is still alive at the end of it, we're grand.
That's a fairly low bar.
Yeah, I do think, you know, keeping them alive is kind of like basic. It is pretty, you know, the baseline is low. But still, I mean, look, he has a great time with them. And, like, I do, like, he's a fantastic co-parent. But, like, one person does have to kind of focus on the practicalities. And I guess there is a bit of that, like, we both love to be the fun parent. But, like, one person has to say, let's not pour all the fairy liquid down the toilet. Like, even it was so funny, because when I came back the last day, I found two melodic in the bed. So, like, our 3-year-old, like, still sleeps in the bed with us. I mean, we're a disaster. But, like, again, I was like, would I ask how the Melodicas ended up in the bed? And then I was like, do you know what, you could be finding worse in the bed after a few days away. So I was like, I'll leave it at that.
Okay, so, but when you're there, in what way then is he the fun parent? Because presumably when you're away, he has to do a certain amount of feeding and cleaning and dressing.
He does, to be fair. And, like, you know, he's great. You know, he's really improved at the out dinners and all that kind of crack. And, like, he is, like, he definitely does, you know, he does totally pull his weight. But it is funny, because even if I'm here, like, he just goes all in. Like, he is a fun, like, Fred, there's fun parents. And then my husband just takes it to the next level. Like, he's quite fond of being a horse. So, like, the kids will be riding around and I'm like, you know, and then 10 p.m. it's like, you know, they're at the keyboard and my husband, like, this one goes out to Tony Bennett, hit it, and, like, they're all gathered around and it's a big sing song karaoke non-stop. I mean, it's high energy stuff, Sean. I'm not gonna lie, like, it's not for the faint-hearted at all.
Crikey. It sounds like your children have brought out your partner's inner child.
Oh, for sure. Well, I think it was, you know, I do, because my husband's a comedian as well, Fred. I don't actually, it's funny, because I do sometimes mention him in my comedy show. I say, I don't know if anyone here watches the Tommy Tiernan show, and people get really excited. And I say, it's not Tommy Tiernan, it's the other guy, Fred. But he is a comedian himself. So I think as well, like, the kids are really responding to the musical comedy element at the moment. So, like, I think in terms of comedians, it's daddy all the way. Like, they would definitely be, I think, valuing his style more. So I think he's always had that inner child, but it's really lovely because he just goes all in, Fred, with them, which is actually really lovely to watch. Like, he's so invested in the playtime.
Yeah, but you're both comedians. You could be the fun parent, Julie. So this
I
is
could,
this is
but you see,
this
I
is the patriarchy
that,
at work. You're talking well, yourself is, out of it, but that's what it is.
Well, there is a bit of that. Like if I'm being honest, based on just like my friend group alone, like most of the mammies would say, like they have to assume. Like I'm not a naturally organized person. Like I lose an ATM card at least on a weekly basis. But like somebody has to be in charge of stuff, and like most of my mammy friends would probably say they have to assume the practical role. And there is a bit of resentment there because, like, why should the mammy have to do it? But equally, I don't necessarily want to make it completely gender, because I have plenty of friends who are in same-sex relationships. And there seems to be, like, regardless, there's always, like, a fun parent and a practical parent. But unfortunately, in my experience, when it's a mammy and a daddy, it seems to be mostly the mammy that has to kind of do the boring stuff like forms.
Yeah. Now, what does Fred do? When you're the two Ooh. Of you are at home, what are Fred's responsibilities?
Oh, to be honest, no, he does a lot. Like he's great for the out bins. He does the washing up. He's a great man for the dinners. Curry pasta is a current favourite. But I feel I'm just better at organising the gaff. Do you know that kind of way? So like he definitely does stuff around the gaff. Like he's brilliant. But like I still think, you know, if something goes wrong, like the kids are straight to mammy. Like they're always, and maybe it's because I'm at home more. You see, maybe that's it, Sean. Like maybe it's more so the parent who's at home a lot, that the kids will kind of associate them with the practical stuff.
Yeah. You see, though, practice makes perfect. And maybe, you know, if there was a few more jobs given to Fred around the house and he became, you know, more proficient at them, then you wouldn't have these worries every time you left the house.
But he does. Do you know what? He is great in the gaff. Can I just say, like, maybe I just have a certain standard and I'm like when I leave and I come back, I know it's not going to be quite up to my standard. Do you know that kind of way?
Mm.
Like, there's nothing wrong. Like, there's nothing wrong with what he does in the house, but it is that, like, maybe I'm a bit controlling about it because, you know, you just have a certain way of doing stuff. And
sure.
You come back to the house and you're like, it's not going to be that way. Like the bowls are just going to be stacked in a completely different manner. Like there's just going to be these little things kind of niggling me. Like it's like, don't get me wrong now, it's not a case if you come back and it's like debris everywhere, but it is just like, I do think I just have like a slightly different standard when it comes to the gaff.
Yeah, but I got the impression from the piece that you wrote in the Examiner that Fred seems to think, okay, I do have to keep them alive and reasonably clean. I'll put clothes on them, but I won't be too fussy where I get them from.
Oh,
But laundry isn't an issue for him. He just lets the laundry mount up.
Well, do you know what? He's pretty good. Now, he's not too bad at the laundry, but you see, I think it's just the thing of, like, I like to stay on top of where Fred kind of likes to leave it. Leaves it built up a while, and then he'll do, like, a massive wash where the door is burst. So, like, again, we just have a different approach to it. Like, he will do it, but he's like, I'm a big wash kind of a guy. Whereas I'm like, I just like to be, you know, kind of keeping on top of this. But the clothes situation is kind of hilarious because when I go away for a few days with work, when I come back, I don't know how he does this. Like he manages to sniff out the Vincent de Paul bag every time of like, you know, the small kids clothes that you're getting rid of. And I come back and every single time I wrote it in the piece, like the kids are dressed up as Dublin footballers. Like, I mean, they have like, even the little fella now is 9 months and he had like a little vest on him that I think he hasn't worn since the maternity ward. So like, it is that kind of constricted, you know, heading down to Coppers, like Dublin footballer look. So it, look, again, that's his aesthetic. Sean, like he just has a different aesthetic to me.
Yeah, okay, but do the children still fit into those clothes, or do they have to be kind of crowbarred in a bit?
I mean, there's a bit of a crowbar, but look, we've all kind of forced a pair of skinny jeans on ourselves. Like, I mean, look, they're just about, like, they're definitely, when I like release them from the garments, they're, you know, they breathe a sigh of relief. It's a little bit constricted, but they're grand. Look, they're, you know, toes are covered, it's all fine. Like the socks may be mismatched, but they're wearing socks, you know, so we take the win where we can.
Okay, fair enough. Of course, none of this will last, because no matter which parent is going to be a fun parent in the not too distant future.
Will they hate us both?
They'll find you embarrassing, and you won't even be teenagers at that point. They'll just
oh, yeah.
they'll start to arch the eye and just give you a look as if, oh God, but Sean, cringe.
We're already getting that, because even the last week now, I was on Ireland AM or the 6 o'clock show or something, but I went to my son's play school and one of his mates, like, oh, I saw you on the telly, and Ted, my son, was like, well, I saw, and listed off all these random people he saw on the telly. I was like, okay, I get it. Everyone's on the telly.
Yeah, not a great achievement. Owen says, did she say curry pasta? Needs more training and recipe books. Fred does. Poor Fred's getting a bit of a grin.
Yeah, and he's brilliant, Fred. And he is, like, do you know what? He's like this. Okay, this sounds crazy, but he does do a curry pasta and it's actually delicious. I don't know why more people aren't doing this. Like, it sounds terrible.
It does.
But it's really, really nice. Like, he puts the coconut milk in, and look, it's so wrong, but it's so right. Like, everyone has to try this.
And is there meat or vegetables in it, or?
Oh yeah, it's like a chicken curry with coconut milk, so it's nice and creamy. And then he just puts in his pasta instead of the noodles. Like, we have noodles in the press, but again, like, it's his way of doing things. But it's actually yum. It's really, really nice. It's basically just a chicken curry with pasta, which, let's face it, is just a carb.
It's like his version of a three-in-one. What kind of pasta does he put into it?
Shells? Yeah, is that what you call those?
Yeah, shells.
I'm telling you, it's so wrong, but it's so right.
Gosh. That's an interesting. I salute you. That's true innovation, really. And I suppose I don't know why people don't do it more, because it's pretty much the same as rice or whatever you'd normally have.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you think of a 3-in-1, like, sure, that's basically the only carb you're not getting in a 3-in-1. So look, I mean, I would highly recommend it. And the kids like it as well, but the 3-year-old does. I mean, we haven't tested on the 9-month-old just yet, but the 3-year-old
is that's fair enough. Yeah. And so, like, how often do you have to go away, Julie, and lead them to...
Oh, I would say not that much, like, because the nature of our work is obviously, like, I'm on tour at the moment, and so is, like, Fred would be doing shows as well. But I, like, personally, like, I, if I'm being honest, I probably prefer being at home with the kids as well. So I have kind of cut back a little on the gigs. So I would probably be away, I'd say maybe one night a week I would be away.
Okay.
And then Fred might be away maybe 2 or 3 nights, depending. So, but I think personally, I kind of find, like, one night is enough to be away from the kids. Now, Fred, not that he's mad to get away from us or anything, but I think he doesn't mind being away as much as me. Sure, during the lockdown when he was filming the Tommy show, like, you've never seen a man so happy to be leaving the county, because he had his letter, obviously, that he could go up, you know, once a week or whatever, when it was very strict lockdown because they were filming the show. And he was just it wasn't even a joke, I would ring him on the way home and be like, where are you? And we live in Kerry. And he'd be like, oh yeah, I'm just going through Galway. Like, he really took the scenic route coming home. He was just going all over the place.
I feel like we're going to have Fred on tomorrow to defend himself.
Fred, you're great and we love you and you're an amazing husband and daddy.
And you've also sparked a huge debate on the curry pasta. How can curry pasta sound bad? Curry sauce improves almost everything, says one texter.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Julie, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Julie J, the comedian and a columnist in the Irish Examiner, and that's in today's Examiner. When we were kids, says one texter, if you did something bad, you'd tell mother. She was the soft touch. If you needed help, like a tyre change, ask my dad. We'd no fun parent. Always hated my other friends who had a fun parent. Okay. But see, at the same time, probably parents, that's probably a character disposition to be a really fun dad. But parents probably do vary anyway in their various roles and their demeanour. Want to be a calm one, want to be an excitable one, that kind of thing. Adrian says, the concept of a fun dad. You'd know I grew up in the 90s. That didn't exist. Crikey. Melodica's in the bed. If that's the worst thing going on in your life, you're doing okay. Try mashed potato and beans in your bed. See how fun and wacky you are then. I'm sure there's a story about the mashed potato and beans in the bed. If you'd like to get in contact again, I would like to hear about that. When I had my daughter, I was determined to be a fun dad. Although now she's a teenager, I now feel like I'm turning into my father. The stuff I find myself getting mad about is crazy. So you're turning, like, angry of... Yeah, you'll be... Well, I suppose back in the day, people would fulminate and send letters to the Irish Times and that kind of thing. I don't know what the 21st century equivalent of that is. Sounds like Fred and Julie's kids are having a wonderful childhood. Fair play to them. I would love a dad like that if I was a kid. Though somebody says, I feel so sorry for this woman talking about her husband, Fred. It makes me feel like she accepts the very bare minimum from the father role of her partner. Whoops. Yeah, and there's many more comments like that.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.